greetings to all of you in the Philippines. I'm delighted to join Ambassador Armacost in saluting the Philippines on this day, which is very special to Americans, the 4th of July. 207 years ago, one of history's important moments occurred when a small band of patriots meeting in Philadelphia committed their lives, fortunes, and honor to obtaining freedom and American independence. July 4th, however, honors not only America's independence, but Philippine and American friendship. And it's very meaningful to us in the United States that you celebrate our friendship on this special day. This friendship is esteemed by us in the United States. It is a friendship that has left a mark on both our countries. The 750,000 persons of Filipino heritage who now reside in the United States add enormously to the rich diversity of American society. In return, we like to think we've contributed to your tradition of free public education, your institutions of government, and your free enterprise system. Of course, together, during World War II, Filipinos and Americans fought side by side in defense of freedom. Today, as in the past, both our nations face strong challenges. As allies, we stand by our mutual commitments to deal with these challenges, whether they are in economic cooperation or in meeting the external threat in Asia and the Pacific. We have just strengthened our mutual security ties through the successful review of our military bases agreement, an example of how old friends can cooperate. On this special day, it's fitting that Americans reflect on their past and celebrate the birth of their nation. It's appropriate also that Filipinos and Americans reaffirm the warm relations between our two countries and recommit ourselves to the principles which we both hold dear. On this occasion, Nancy and I are pleased to send our personal greetings to President and Mrs. Martin.